Presenting Tippo, the old circus clown. This space is reserved for the commercial. And now, boys and girls, here he is, your pal, Tippo the Clown. Well, Tippo, what's your story for today?
Well, my story is going to be about Crazy Luke.
Well, that sounds interesting. Let's hear about it, Tippo.
Well, first I'd better say hello to my pals, hadn't I? Hello and good evening, pals. This is Tippo, your old circus clown, talking to you. And you know I can tell you some hair-raising stories that have happened in my travels with the circus. As I mentioned before, my story today is going to be about a fellow we call Crazy Luke, who thought it was fun to scare people. Now, Crazy Luke didn't belong with our circus. He just followed us around, though we did everything we could think of to get rid of him. Once, we locked him up in a freight car. Another time, we put him in a straitjacket and left him in an empty house. Once, we even paid his fare on a ship to China, and we thought sure we was rid of the pest for keeps. But I'll be doggone if he didn't pop up again a few days later. He was harder to get rid of than a double chin. His stunt was to hide on the grounds, and then when everybody was flocking into the big top...
Run me alive! Run me alive! The lion's loose! The lion's loose!
You were in China.
Me? I jumped off the boat and hitchhiked in the middle of the ocean. Fishing boat picked me up. You can't get rid of me. I like to follow the circus.
Wipe that smile off your face, Crazy Luke. You're going to jail.
Me? No jail can hold me. You ought to know that by now.
Well, we'll see about that. You ought to be in the booby hatch.
Me?
Yes, you. Our lions can't get out, and you know it. You've got to stop scaring people away from the circus grounds, do you hear?
You say your lions can't escape. I bet you they can, I bet you.
No, they can't. Fritz the Lion Tamer has them locked up good and tight with padlocks on their cages. Besides, he sleeps near them, and he's armed to the teeth, and you nor nobody else could let those cats loose.
Oh, yeah?
Well, sir, we were in a town called River Mills. Everybody all over the country turned out for the Saturday night show. There was hundreds of boys and girls like yourselves, seeing as how they didn't have to get up and go to school the next morning. Nothing happened. Everything was peaceful because Crazy Luke was locked up in the calaboose. After the show was over and the people had all gone home, we had a little bite to eat and... After that, we all retired to our rest wagons on the circus ground. It was after midnight, and I was asleep. What was that? What was that? Somebody is disturbing the animals. I sat up in bed, cold perspiration breaking out on my forehead. I'd heard animals cry before, but there was something about that cry that struck nameless fear to my heart. Crazy Luke. How did he get out of jail? I jumped out of bed and into my bathrobe, and at that moment, Tony, the little Italian who led the circus band, appeared in my doorway like a ghost.
Tippo! Tippo! Juno, the African lion, he's loose. He'll tear us to pieces. He is the worst crazy darn lion in the whole world.
Well, I wonder why Fritz doesn't shoot him. Something must have happened to Fritz. We've got to go out and investigate.
Who's going to go where? Not to me!
Well, now, don't be such a coward, Tony. Come on and help me investigate.
Don't go. Come back, Tippo. Juno will jump on you. He will jump on you into the dark. Tippo, Tippo, come back. You will be killed.
Well, sir, the moon was behind a cloud. I wondered why Crazy Luke could stop yelling for help and what had happened to Fritz. I clutched my automatic in my hand and ventured toward the spot where Fritz always slept. In the darkness, I saw a black object, and it was moving. Was it a man or Juno, the vicious lion? My heart almost stopped. Should I fire? No, I wouldn't want to shoot a fellow man, not even Crazy Luke. Whatever or whoever it was hurried away in the darkness just as I stumbled over something lying at my feet. It was Fritz. Fritz. Fritz, are you hurt bad? Speak to me.
Yeah.
Poor fellow. Thank goodness you're alive. Here, I'll carry you on my back to the hospital tent. Come on. Put your arm around my neck. That's right. Up here. That's right. Hang on around my neck if you can, Fritz. That's it.
Oh, I'll be all right. Just scratched up. Somebody got to capture Juno. Somebody got to capture Juno.
I carried him to the hospital tent and summoned the doctor who traveled with us. Fritz had been mauled by the huge African lion and suffered many deep scratches, but the doctor said he would live. But what happened to Crazy Luke? We couldn't find hide nor hair of him, nor could we find any trace of Juno. You can bet your boots nobody slept that night. We were in mortal terror that he would suddenly appear in our rest wagons. Then the sun, like a golden chariot riding across the sky, chased the shadows away, and we were less afraid. It was Sunday, and I sat by Fritz's bedside. Poor Fritz. He looked like a mummy, the way the doctor had wrapped him, all bandaged up from head to toe. It was a miracle the lion hadn't made a meal off of him. Suddenly, the thought occurred to me that he might have eaten Crazy Luke. Maybe that was why he wasn't hungry. Fritz's lips moved, and I bent closer to hear what he was trying to say.
Turn on the radio. It's Sunday, and I want to hear something good.
Well, sir, I turned on the radio, and as we waited, Tony appeared with the keys which he found on the circus grounds. The keys to the lion's cages, which Crazy Luke took from Fritz while he was asleep. Thank heavens they were found. Crazy Luke couldn't come back and let any more animals out, and that was a relief. The radio started to hum as we stopped talking to listen.
Brothers and sisters, they threw Daniel in the lion's den, but was Daniel afraid? No, no. He knew the lions wouldn't harm him because he was a righteous man. Brothers and sisters, would you be afraid of a lion? I can see by your faces that you would. I wouldn't. You know why? Because I know that heaven would protect me. I, like Daniel, would be unharmed.
Don't look now, Parson, but there's a lion right behind you now.
It's Juno. It's Juno as sure as you're born.
Call the police, Tippo. Tell the boys to catch Juno.
Wait. Let's hear what's going on.
Ladies and gentlemen, there will be a slight interruption in Reverend Pendergraft's sermon. It seems that a huge African lion has just walked into the church, and we have sent for help. Stand by for further news of this unusual incident.
Well, boys and girls, the church was emptied in record time. The Reverend Pendergraft not even waiting to take up a collection. Peter, our man who trained bears, rushed over to the church, followed by our boys with Juno's cage, and there Peter found the police shaking in their boots, afraid to enter. And where do you think Peter found the lion? He was standing on his hind legs by the pulpit, looking over the preacher's sermon, looking for all the world that if he were going to preach the sermon. And where was the congregation? They'd vanished. Well, sir, Peter said he had no trouble getting Juno into his cage. Maybe the church had its influence. Anyway, Juno was hauled back to the circus grounds, and an extra padlock was put on his cage. And do you know, boys and girls, from that day to this, we never saw Crazy Luke again. What do you suppose become of him? Well, pals, time's up, but tomorrow I'm going to tell you a very interesting story about the monkey thief. So don't fail to listen for old Tipple. Yes, sir. Until then, goodbye, pals.
Boys and girls, you have just heard Tippo, the old circus clown, who brings you true stories of circus life. And this space is reserved for commercial. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow when Tippo the circus clown brings you another true yarn. Goodbye now.